weeks ago, we had a great dinner together. Thank you. And speaking of weddings, I just want to say congratulations to Colin and Jackson, who were here this morning. Congratulations on getting over to Charles is with us. Thank you. from her life and sees a different world, and so what her and his feelings that we can kind of grow want, and they realize, well, this is a good, we can get some of the details, and he realizes it's a place for me, and he realizes it's only one, and he's sitting there, he realizes it, and he takes the speech of how to say,
Thank you.
flesh that out a little bit. Because you don't need to focus on one or the other.
Just the mess that we're in. It's not just our choices, which it is. We're in Adam, and we need to get out. It's not just that we're in Adam. We have our own things to be forgiven for, the choices that we have made. Folks, we can't. Miley said it, and looked at God's saying, come closer. Folks, we can't come closer if we don't do it with one of these things. And it always starts with confession. It always starts with God before you. It's like kind of being under these spotlights up here at the front. Like, I can't hide. But God, before you, you know everything. And I start with God and I appeal to your mercy. God, I feel like I don't get what I deserve, but I confess. The second thing David does this is he says this. He says, cleanse me from my sin. Wash me. He says it over and over. Cleanse me, God. Wash me. Help me. And there's two aspects that I just want to focus on briefly. One is this. There's a legal forgiveness that we need from God. Because we're guilty. Someone even said, we feel guilty, but not only feel guilty, whether we feel it or not, we're guilty. In a court of law, we're guilty. In a court of law, David was guilty. He was guilty of murder, adultery, like big things. He needed God's forgiveness. There's a legality that comes with it. And that's what he's saying. God, would you blot out my transgressions? That word blot, it's like this. It's as if a book was written and then you erased out all the words and they just disappeared as if they were never there. That's what David's saying. God, would you blot out my transgressions? Guilty of murder, guilty of adultery, guilty of deception, guilty of lying, guilty, 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 guilty. And David said, please, God, would you blot out, would you erase those? Would you blot out my transgressions? And God, would you forgive me? Would you make me right with you again? That's what he said. And that's what we find in God. Folks, Jesus has paid the penalty. Please hear me. And David, This is a whole other message, okay? We can be forgiven, and there's still consequences of our actions. So Bathsheba got pregnant, their baby died. That's a whole other message. So that we can be forgiven, there still might be consequences. Please note that. But right now, we're just focusing on we can be forgiven legally from God. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And then the second part is this. He cleanses us. He purifies us from all unrighteousness. So I'm going to ask a very brave person here this morning, and if you have a gag reflex, do not volunteer for this job, okay? This is my shirt that I wore yesterday. Don't look at the pit stains, okay? David's saying, cleanse me. And folks, this is the shame part that comes in with sin, is we can feel dirty. You can describe it a bunch of different ways, but we can legally know we're forgiven, like, okay, God, but we still feel guilty. We feel shame. We feel hiding. We don't feel worthy. We feel condemnation. All of those different things. Here's the good news. Jesus doesn't just legally forgive us, but he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So, is anyone brave enough to come and want to smell this shirt today? It has a distinct smell to it. You were also wanting to answer the questions. Does anyone want to come and just smell this? Because it's dirty. But I just want to prove. I don't want you to take my word for it. I need verification from somebody that this does not smell good. Thank you, Kelly. There's always one in the crowd. Tell me if you can smell something distinct in that.
Yep.
You didn't faint?
No.
No. I told you not to do the armpit. No, okay. But we have verification. It really smells.
Yes.
Okay. The main smell in there is smoke.
Yes.
That's the main. Thank you, Kelly. You're going to get something. Did you see her bury her face in that? That was kind of scary. She doesn't smell well. That's just as well, because she might have fallen down. I'm not even going to have that close to her. Okay, here's the thing. How do we get that clean? How do we remove that smell? I mean, you have to be washed. And I've got my, this is so cute. Here we go. We've got our snuggle right here. Couldn't find the Tide or anything else, but we've got to tell them. What do we have to do? We have to put some of this with this, and we have to wash it. And like someone said, we have to scrub. We have to leave it. Folks, the blood of Jesus purifies and cleanses us from all sin. And this is what happens. You go from that one, I'm going to put that, to does anybody want to come and smell this one? Is anyone brave enough to come and smell this one? Betty, thank you. Online, I'm coming over here. I don't know if the camera can follow me. Oh, doesn't smell. Because that is a brand new shirt. Look at that. I don't even think that's been worn. That's been brand new. I feel like, Ollie, here's a free shirt right there. We went from dirty. And folks, please don't miss it, okay? We can legally know we're forgiven, and yet we can still walk around smelling like smoke. We've been in the fire. And we can feel dirty, we hide condemnation. It's that whole, you know, we're condemned, we're unfit for use. And we can disqualify ourselves serving God again, from walking with God. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's what David's saying. David's saying, legally, God, would you blot out my transgressions? Legally, would you remove them as if they never existed? And he says this over and over. Cleanse me. Wash me. God, would you make me whiter than snow? Do you get the heart cry in that of David? It's just the guilt and everything, the shame, everything. He realizes the magnitude. He's saying, God, have mercy on me. God, don't give me what I deserve. God, would Would you cleanse me? God, would you blot out my transgressions? God, would you wash me? Would you make me whiter than snow? It's that desperation of God. Only you can do that. Only you can do that on the inside. Only you can cleanse a heart. Only you can bring healing to my emotions. Folks, the good news is not only are we legally forgiven, God makes us whole again. We can have peace with God. We can come close to God. We can have right standing with God. Now, there might be a whole lot of consequences. We still got to work out. And the Bible talks about things. If we've stolen it, we might have to give restitution. Like, I'm not focusing so much on all those consequences. I'm just talking for God with this time. David walked those other things out. That's another message. But the blood of Jesus cleanses us. That's why we make a big deal about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus forgives us, but the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our righteousness. Moving right along. More things briefly. David says this, create. So we've got confess. We've got cleanse. David says this, create. Would you create in me a pure heart? And folks, this is part of two things. First aspect of that is always this. We need salvation. Jesus came to be our Savior. And we need salvation from ourselves. We need salvation from being in Adam. Bible talks about whether we know it or not, we're part of the kingdom of darkness, if we're not a follower of Jesus, and we need salvation. We need to be saved from our sins, from the consequences of our sins, from unforgiveness, from the wrath of God, and justice that rightly has to be met. All those things we need to be saved from, and Jesus saves us from those things and brings us into his kingdom. A new covenant is this, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Bible says we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. We believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. It says that God causes us to be born again. And the Old Testament prophecies were always this. You have a heart of stone that's being in Adam. God's going to give you a heart of flesh. He's going to give you a new heart. He's going to put a new spirit within you. So folks, prayer of David wasn't fully met until Jesus came, and now he gives us new birth. He gives us a new heart. Folks, that's incredible. That's a supernatural thing. So if you're a Christian here this morning, God has given you a new heart. You're a new creation in Christ. He's given you a new identity. He's given you a new spirit to live within you. He's put you in a new kingdom. He's put you into a new family. It's new. Haven't been part of that kingdom yet. Maybe you haven't experienced the salvation of Jesus. Today can be the day. You can go from being in Adam, in sin, to being made new in Jesus. It's good news. The gospel of Jesus is good news. He creates in us a new heart. Hallelujah. And then we see this. That prayer really keeps going on and on and on. God creating in us, it's the rest of our life. God's creating us in us to become more and more like Jesus. So as we abide in Jesus, as we rest in Jesus, as we obey Jesus, as we follow Jesus, God's creating. Every day we can get up and say, God, create in me a pure heart. God, would you create in me, Lord? Continue. I know you've given me a new heart, but God, would you give me a willing spirit to sustain me? Because even though we've been given new life and new creation, we still have to renew our mind. We have to take every thought captive and say, does this line up with God's word? We are filled with God's spirit. We're led by God's spirit. We have God's voice being able to say, I don't really know if you should be doing that. It's not a condemnation. It's a warning. It's a help. It's a conviction. It's a, you could do that, but you know what? This is a better way. It's a sustained process. It's a lifetime of change. And opposed to David's day when the Holy Spirit hadn't been poured out on all flesh. Folks, when we're in Christ, he has given us his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells. He's a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. But sin so the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us. He resides in us. But sin, the Bible says this, the Holy Spirit can be grieved. And so Angela and I were married. Legally, we're married, everything. But if I'm a jerk to her, guess what? It doesn't mean we're not married, but it affects our friendship. And it's the same sort of thing. When we grieve the Holy Spirit by sinning, the Holy Spirit doesn't just run away from us. But guess what? We can feel distant from God. We can feel like, I'm not hearing God's voice. Now, all those things can happen sometimes when we don't sin, don't get me wrong. But a lot of times it's like, when I'm like, man, I just don't, I got to trace back and do a bit of an inventory of, hey, what have I maybe, I don't feel in step with the Spirit. I have to kind of stop and say, God, would you tell me, where have I grieved the Holy Spirit? Because it affects us. And we need to get right with Him. Just as in our relationships. And we know sometimes, and sometimes marriage is a good example, because sometimes I'm oblivious, even though it's obvious. What I've done, why would Angela, and then she's like, oh, man, how could I, it's like that with God, and you're like, how could I miss the course? And we need to forgive, repent, all those things. That's an ongoing thing, and David said, God, oh, don't take your Spirit from me. Don't cast me away from your presence. David knows, God, why don't I do it? We live new covenant. Spirit living, dwelling, residing in us as believers, but we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can just go quiet. Mm-hmm. And we need to get right. Okay. Last thing, and our time's up, so I'll just say this. David was able to do this. The psalm, you pick it up, it really turns, doesn't it? Like, we're starting with, God, have mercy on me. And then he's saying, hey, God, as you forgive me and as you mercy, he goes this, my mouth will declare your praise. And he says this, receiving mercy, it automatically leads to worship. And I get that every Sunday when I come together. We sing in these songs, they're like, God, you've forgiven me? Like, all these things, you're like, God, I just want to worship you even more. And David says, as this happens, he goes, I'm going to teach others about your mercy. I'm going to sing, I'm going to declare. And he says, I'm going to tell others so that they can receive your mercy as well. Folks, as we've received mercy, we can tell others, I received mercy, and you can too. We have a God who forgives and saves. Well, that's good news. But as we come to communion, here's one of the key things David says at the end, and it's the thing that goes with all of this. In all of these different steps, here's the common denominator. David lived in a whole Old Testament, Old Covenant system of, sacrifices. We talked about it before. The Passover lamb, David's atonement, sacrifices, lambs are being killed, bulls are being killed, goats are being killed. Like, it's just blood all the time. And what happened is, David and the people can get this, just get into a ritual. Yeah, we're going to go to the temple today, yada, and you can even forget why. We do the same thing, don't we? We come on a Sunday, you know, just going through the moment, why am I here again? Why is a small group? Why do I do? And David's saying, if I could buy mercy and forgiveness through just sacrifice and ritual, I'd do it. But he's like, that's not what you desire. He's saying, what? A broken heart and a contrite spirit. I want something to deny. So, folks, in all of these things, humility as we confess and reclaim as God creates in us. There's a humility in becoming a follower of Jesus. You see that baptism in water. There's a humility that comes to say, I'm not the boss anymore. Jesus, you're Lord. We're saying, Jesus, you're number one. I thought that when we were praying for Pilly Praise, second born, I was thinking, we went through a whole thing at our fuel, I am second. Jesus is first, I'm second. There's a humility that comes in being born again. But there's a humility that comes in every day just saying, Jesus, So I'm just going to take a couple minutes, and we're just going to pray. And we'll just ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. The Holy Spirit knows us. And the Holy Spirit brings revelation, just as he sent Nathan, the prophet, to David. And David had revelation. The Holy Spirit convicts. The Holy Spirit helps us. Folks, can I just say this? I just don't want you to miss out. I don't want to miss out. And God's forgiveness, cleansing, creating in us, and celebrating. So folks, if there are things you know you need to deal with, like today's the day, don't wait. So that might be right now. You might just be silent before God and you might get some things. You might be here with someone. The whole confess our sins one to another. I'm not talking we get in front of the church and tell every thing. No, I'm just saying you find one other person or two other people and you just say, look, I just need to bring this into life. I just need a witness to say, on this day, August 18th, 2020, I confess that this was wrong. I'm asking for God's forgiveness. Folks, as we remember Jesus, Jesus lived a perfect life. He was born fully God, fully human. He fulfilled God's law. God was pleased with him. He did all things we couldn't do. He was the second Adam. And yet, even though he was innocent, he went on the cross instead of us. That great substitution. We who are guilty didn't get what we deserved. Jesus, who was innocent, got what we deserved. And God put his wrath on him. The justice was paid by Jesus on the cross. And Jesus laid in a tomb for 3 days. And as we celebrate on Easter, God raised him from the dead, proving that he was greater than the power of sin, death, and the devil. He ascended back into heaven, and he says this, he's interceding and praying for us, and he gives his Holy Spirit to anyone who calls on his name. If you call on Jesus' name to be saved, his Spirit comes to live and dwell in us. And he's praying for us, as Marley said earlier, he's interceding for us. That's how we come closer to God. But folks, we have to humble ourselves. We have to be honest with God and with ourselves. We can confess our sins. We can receive forgiveness and cleansing. God can create in us a new heart. And we can celebrate together all that Jesus has done. Hallelujah. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to pray. We're just going to take a couple minutes. Don't be afraid of silence. It's okay. Ask the Spirit of God to come. Reveal anything. You need to get right with God. Confess it. You need to pull someone aside. You've got lots of room in this facility. You can whisper. You can write it out. But bring it in the light. And then we're going to share. We're going to break bread. We're going to drink the cup together. We're going to remember the Lord's death. All of that accomplished. And we're going to celebrate together. Okay? So let's just humble ourselves. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you right now that you're here by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for Jesus, for his death, his life, his resurrection, his ascension. We thank you, Jesus, that you're interceding for your church right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come and you bring revelation, you bring conviction. And I just thank you that this is a safe place for us to get right with you. And Holy Spirit, right now, I just pray that you would bring revelation, conviction. It's a good thing. God's kindness leads us to repentance. So Holy Spirit, would you come? And maybe we were blinded like David and we just didn't know. Would you come and bring light? Would you bring revelation so that we can stop our sin? We can get right with you. And God, we can go down another path. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you here. We trust you. Search our hearts. Know us. Thank you for your attention. Anything we need to confess. all the time. You can do it this week. Just go pause.